Hello. This is Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering. This week, the American Society of Clinical Oncology released the titles of the abstracts that are going to be presented at the 2017 annual meeting in Chicago in early June. And I think the abstract titles give us a good glimpse of where we are in the field of thoracic medical oncology and thoracic oncology. Going over them, I think, tells us what the various topics are going to be discussed, but more so, what are the trends and what are the questions that people have. I think to the surprise of no one, the number one topic, again, is the emergence of checkpoint inhibitors, specifically atezolizumab, nivolumab, and pembrolizumab. I think there's little doubt that the field has changed radically since these drugs became available. Every patient has their a consideration at some point in their care. For squamous and adenocarcinomas, it's at the beginning of care. For small cell lung cancer, I think the standard now is as a second-line treatment. We have many questions. First, the duration and durability of the benefits. How can we predict which patients will benefit from these agents? And lastly, what do we do when these drugs stop working or don't work in the first place? What is the next step within the field of immunotherapy for these patients that do not benefit or stop benefiting from those drugs? All these things are going to be discussed at the 2017 ASCO meeting. The number two topic is EGFR, and primarily treatment of EGFR acquired resistance in the use of osimertinib. It's clearly a very useful drug. It's available. In the presentation so far, there is not a abstract discussing its use as an initial therapy, and we really look forward to that. We're also very anxious to see the results of the trial of postoperative adjuvant gefitinib versus chemotherapy. There's been a trial that's going to be presented this year, and it may be one of the first trials where a TKI was given to a defined cohort of patients with EGFR mutant lung cancers, and we'll get some idea of the head-to-head comparison between those drugs and chemotherapy. I must say I'm not a fan of this kind of trial design. I think where we have a curative therapy, and that is chemotherapy in patients with locally advanced disease, we need to give that first and see if the TKI can add to that. But for better or worse, this is the data we have. I think it's important to get that out. There's some discussion about new drugs in the ALK space, specifically lorlatinib. And there are a number of trials using cytotoxic agents, conventional ones, also anti-angiogenesis drugs. And I think that it's important that we have discussions of those agents because, for better or worse, they remain the mainstay of care. When you look at all patients with thoracic cancers, standard chemotherapies are the treatments most commonly given. There's trials with radiation, particularly a trial using prophylactic cranial radiation for patients with locally advanced non-small cell lung cancers that have been completely resected and treated definitively. I think brain relapse is a huge problem for these patients and needs to be addressed. And a idea put out there is to use prophylactic whole brain radiotherapy. I think there's fairly compelling evidence in the non-randomized data that it can make a difference. Unfortunately, no definitive trial has ever been mounted to prove that, and also a trial that can sort out the adverse effects of whole brain radiotherapy. Is it worth the benefit that it can give these patients? And this trial will give us some information along those lines. In the clinical science symposium this year, there's discussion about two newer targets, HER2, and MET exon 14. I've been part of the research in both of these areas, and it's really helpful to have agents available. What's nice about these two targets is agents are already on the scene. being presented at ASCO this year is the use of adotrastuzumab emtansine in patients with HER2 mutant and HER2 overexpressing lung cancers, and also with available drugs to treat the MET mutations, particularly crizotinib and other agents that target MET. So it's great to find targets. It opens up new options for patients, and it's even better when we have drugs available today for those targets. So stay tuned for more information as ASCO rolls it out. There's going to be a release of all just about all abstracts in mid-May, and then obviously the final release at the time of the meeting. I think there's going to be a lot of great information to discuss this year, and I encourage you to pay attention, those of you that work in the lung cancer field, of these new developments. I'm sure you'll find something that's going to help care for your patients right away. Thanks.